you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed. Starting at verse number 4. Let's give our youth another hand clap for their diligence. Amen. And their worship unto the Lord. Amen. Y'all remember when y'all were children, if you were in church, that could be a little scary. Amen. And then you have kids that want to do it and can't do it. Amen. You understand. But certainly we want to get all of them involved. Amen. So certainly we thank God for the parents being faithful. And we ask that you continue to be faithful so your children can grow in the things of God. Amen. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 through 12. If you have the Bible, or your Bible rather, would you hold that Bible up? That's your sword. Amen. And when we come to the house of the Lord, certainly we want to have our Bibles. We have some in the back if you don't have one. If you would stand with me as I read in Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 through 12. Now, you don't have to read out loud, but read along with me. I'm going to be reading from the ERV translation. I believe it gives us a better explanation of what's taking place here as Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. And it reads, even if I am able to trust in myself, still I don't do it. If anyone else thinks they have a reason to trust in themselves, they should know that I have a greater reason for doing so. I was circumcised on the eighth day after my birth. I am from the people of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin. I am a true Jew, and so were my parents. The law was very important to me. That is why I became a Pharisee. I was so eager to defend my religion that I persecuted the church, and no one could find fault with the way I obeyed the law of Moses. At one time, all these things were important to me, but because of Christ, I decided that they are worth nothing. Not only these things, but now I think that all things are worth nothing compared with the greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Because of Christ, I lost all these things, and now I know that they are all worthless trash, this translation says. All I want now is Christ. I want to belong to him. In Christ, I am right with God. But my being right does not come from following the law. It comes from God through faith. God uses my faith in Christ to make me right with him. All I want is to know Christ and the power that raised him from death. I want to share in his sufferings and be like him even in his death. Then there is hope that I myself will somehow be raised from death. Last verse, I don't mean that I am exactly what God wants me to be. I have not yet reached that goal, but I continue trying to reach it and make it mine. That's what Christ Jesus wants me to do. It is the reason he made me his. You may be seated. My focus in that passage of scripture, as we look, starts at verse number 8. Not only these things, but now I think that all things are worth nothing compared with the greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Because of Christ, I lost all these things, and now I know that they are worthless trash. All I want now is Christ. I want to minister this morning from the subject, knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus. Many times in our culture, we claim that we know people. We can say, I know this person, or I know that person. And we have a venue now known as Facebook, where I can say I know 1,000 people, but how many know sometimes you don't know even 5? Instagram, Snapchat, all these different venues of being able to quote unquote know someone. But the case many a times is we don't know them in an intimate way to where we can connect with them. Ushers, you may be seated. Thank you. What does it mean to know someone? Well, the definition of know is to be able to distinguish one person or thing from another, to recognize someone or something, to have developed a relationship with someone through meeting and spending time with them, to be familiar or friendly with them. What we find here, as the Apostle Paul writes, is that he says, I know my pedigree. My parents were Jews. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I was a Pharisee of the highest order. All these accolades I had, but I didn't know Christ intimately. It's one thing, people of God, for us to know about Jesus, but it's a totally different thing for us to know Jesus. In order for us to know Jesus, we have to spend time with Jesus. In order for us to know Jesus, it cannot be something that we do religiously, something that we do intellectually. It has to be something that we're committed to, because relationships take time. You cannot build a relationship with someone if you do not spend time with that individual. So Paul says, there was a time where I thought I knew God. I had a title. I had the right pedigree. I did all the right things according to the law, but I did not know him until I was traveling down the road of Damascus, and he knocked me off my beast, or my horse rather, and then I met Jesus, and he gave me the understanding that he was the one that I was really serving. So we look at knowing Jesus. We have to understand that, saints of God, it's one thing for us to know about the Lord, but we need to know him intimately. What does it mean to be intimate with someone? The definition of intimate is to be closely acquainted, to be familiar, to be close, to be dear or cherished or familiar. We have to know Jesus. There are five people in Scripture that, as we read, we know for a fact had an intimate relationship with Jesus. They had an intimate relationship with God. In Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 7, we find here that Adam was created by God. The Bible says that God formed him from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. Then in chapter 2, we understand that God created all of the animals. He created the Garden of Eden. He created Adam and Eve, and he placed them in the garden. In fact, he created Adam first and placed him in the garden. Then he put Adam to sleep. He took a rib from Adam, and he created Eve. I want you to know that God and Adam had a relationship. There was some intimacy there. And you'd be amazed today how the church really doesn't have intimacy with God. They may know how to come to church. They may even please their pastor. But it's different for you to know him than to know about him or just gather in his name. But when we know Jesus Christ intimately, we believe what his word says. When we know Jesus Christ intimately, we know that he has the power to save, the power to heal, the power to deliver. Why? Because we know him. And when somebody has a strong relationship with an individual, it's hard to just break that relationship. We're living in a time now to where you have a lot of relationship breakers, to where people will be in a relationship with you one day and they'll break their relationship the next day. But when you really have something close and something intimate, you're very leery about breaking a relationship. Why? Because you've spent time with that individual. It's the same thing when we begin to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't just walk away because he didn't give us what we wanted. We don't just walk away because we choose a lifestyle of sin over a lifestyle of righteousness. It's something to know the Savior. So I look here and I study Adam and I say, Adam, how is it that You heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Why is that? Because before Adam got to know anybody, he knew God first. And he had such a relationship with God to where God trusted Adam. He said, Adam, I'm going to create these animals just like I created you from the dust. And I'm going to bring them by you one by one. And I trust you to name them. Why? Because God had a relationship with Adam and Adam had a relationship with God. And many times we don't have enough relationship to do the exploits that God has called us to do. We're so in love with the things of the world and whatever the world is putting at us to where it keeps us out of church and it keeps us from off our knees and it keeps us from being in the Word of God. But baby, when you really know Jesus Christ, you want to spend time with him in prayer. You want to spend time with him in his Word. You want to be in the house of God. Why? Because you know him. It's one thing to know about God. It's a totally different thing to know God. Amen. See, if I know God, I trust God. If I know God, I believe what he says. If I know God, what he hates, I hate. If I know God, I'm going to go where he leads because I have relationship with him. So I understand that Adam knew God because God would walk in the cool of the day. The Bible says the voice of the Lord was calling for Adam. But Adam hid himself because of sin. One of the things that causes us to lose our relationship with God is when we get lukewarm in our living for the Lord. See, when a person can come to the house of God, amen, and how can I put this? Come to the house of God, but not coming to God for Jesus. How many know when we come here, we ought to come for Jesus? Amen. It's good that we look at each other. We glad that our name is on the roll, but we come for Jesus. So when Adam had sinned, he got to a place to where he didn't even want God to see him. Him and Eve covered themselves with fig leaves. They began to cover themselves because of shame. But how many know when you know the character of God, when you know the love of God, instead of running from God, you'll run to God. Because you understand that he's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. He's a God of forgiveness. And he wants us to know him. When we look at another example, not only Adam and Eve, but in Genesis chapter 5, verse 18 through 27, we have a man by the name of Enoch. And the Bible says that Jared was Enoch's father. And Jared died. But how many know that Enoch never died? The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. And because he had that kind of relationship with God, the Bible says that God took Enoch. Now, Jared died, which was his dad. Methuselah died, which was his son. But Enoch didn't die. He was taken because he had such sweet fellowship with God. God said, I see your relationship. I see your fellowship. Come on up here. I'm just going to take you as you are. And then he backed it up, amen, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. And I want you to turn there and look at that one so you can see it with me. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says, by faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. How did he please God? He walked with God. I want to encourage you today, walk with the Lord. Get to know him. Spend time in his word. My wife told me that at a school, they had for the teachers, they had this a Christian school that they were supposed to spend at least, read at least three chapters in the Bible. And I looked at my own self. I said, man, I didn't got away from reading like that. I studied the scripture, but just to read the Bible. How many know we ought to read the Bible? Amen. We reading Facebook. Y'all ain't going to talk. Amen. We reading Texas. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We reading Instagram. Amen. But we ought to read the Bible. Amen. Because Satan want to get us away from reading the Bible. But if you start reading the Bible, how many know you will know him? Amen. You'll know his ways. You'll know his spirit. You'll know his purpose. And I'm godly proud of all those that came out to evangelism on yesterday. That was a blessing. We had a lot of new people that came too. Amen. And don't you know, the reason why we went out to evangelize is because we know him. And not only know him, know what he said. Amen, somebody.
You're listening to Pastor Hilton Wells, pastor of Rivers of Living Water Church.
If this message has been a blessing to you, we invite you to join us at one of our two locations, Thursday at 6:30 p.m.